This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, for years, women have been dyeing their hair. People like me dyeing them blonde. Them, meaning, because hair is plural, okay? I don't dye it blonde. You got millions of hairs, so I dye them blonde. I don't do the eyebrows or anything else, just the top of the head. And chest hair gets shaved. You know how that is. Underarm hair, true. But we've been dyeing our hair blonde for those of us that like blonde because we think the guys like them more. And I have no problem admitting that. I think I look better blonde. I noticed that guys found me more attractive blonde. And so since basically college, I've been a blonde. Okay? Now, I know you're like, oh, she's not a real blonde. No. I mean, if you see my Facebook, you see pictures of me as a kid. Well, actually, I was born blonde. I was born as a blonde baby. Blue-eyed blonde. The blonde hair falls out. Then it comes back, kind of strawberry blonde, then brown, and it just keeps getting darker. Same thing. My sons were both towheads, and blonde, and then they're just now, the hair just gets darker. So that just seems to happen. It's the melanocyte maturity, and I don't know, maybe some genes, or maybe their real father is starting to come into play. So, but you know, because Corey thinks he's their father. That's between you and me. He's a father. Anyway, so there's actually now a study saying that men do prefer blondes. There's actually science behind it. And maybe Marilyn Monroe caused that. I don't know. But research has found that men judge women with blonde hair to be significantly younger and healthier looking than brunettes. They also thought blonde women were more promiscuous. And remember, in the animal kingdom, and humans are animals, okay, animals don't like rejection. And so a blonde, according to this study, may be more inviting. Now, you guys know I was as prude as could be. I was pretty religious, and I was prude. I had my knees bolted together for the longest time. But I don't give that appearance, not with the bleach in my hair. And I'm not trying to say that women who bleach their hair will look like hoochie mamas, okay? I'm not going to say that. But according to the study, they think we are. They said blondes did have the advantage when it came to dating, but brunettes had an advantage when it came to marriage because they were judged to have greater parenting potential. In a study of 110 men led by Augsburg University of Minnesota, they said blondes got more tips as waitresses in restaurants and were more likely to be offered help by men. That is so true. Nobody opened the doors for me when I was a brunette. All of a sudden, I used lemon juice and some spray on whatever and peroxide, and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, people were falling over themselves opening the door. It's crazy. They say psychologists showed men computer-generated photographs of women with blonde, brown, or black hair. Researchers found that the men rated women with lighter hair as being more attractive, having greater relationship potential than those with black hair. And there was not really, I guess, in terms of blondes and brunettes, it was more of the black hair that seemed to have more of a relation of a disadvantage. They said after, I'm reading this for you guys, after just an instant of men viewing the pictures of women's shoulders up, blondes were seen as significantly younger looking and more healthier than brunettes. Men also judge blonde women to be more promiscuous, and they are more likely to pick up on them as dates. But who's going to be the mother of the child, a brunette? So another study found women with long hair as less healthy and attractive, but women with medium-length hair to have better relationship potential. Now, this report was published in the Journal of Social Psychology. And so male preference for blondes, they think, was an evolutionary evolutionary advantage. It's in the caveman days, hair color was seen as a good way to pick a potential partner. Our hair tends to darken with age. Women are naturally lighter hair, are younger, and seen as more fertile. But psychologists also suggest that men's preference came to judging a woman as desirable because of media influence, like, you know, Jane Mansfield and Marilyn Monroe and Britney Spears and Paris Hilton and, you know, all the blondes that had, you know, seemed to be icons for people. Who's the one from Fantastic Four? Jessica Alba. Yeah. Okay, so, am I shallow for wanting to be blonde? Here's the thing. I'm at the age now where some gray hairs are coming in, and it's a heck of a lot easier to go with the blonde do than with the brunette do. I've been married 21 years. I don't need to have guys open the door for me. I can open my own door. And why aren't women opening doors for men? I see men come out of Home Depot carrying things that do we see, are women opening doors for men? No, you know, do women ever pull a chair out for a man? You know, men sometimes have prostates the size of watermelons. You would think it's a nice thing to do for the lady to pull a chair out for a man. Does my husband pull my chair out? No. No. Does he open the door for me? Sometimes he does. Like when we go out and there's people around, he'll open up the car door. I'm like, oh, really? Really? Just because everybody's looking, really? And he'll slam it on my dress. So, I understand why the blonde is a appealing thing, and it's because we have these stereotypes. And I think the media, I think our culture really did embed those into us. You could be a gorgeous brunette. There's a lot of beautiful brunettes out there. A lot. So, you know, but the blondes seem to be the icons. They seem to be the ones that just, you know, in society or in Hollywood, whatever, seem to be up at the top and revered as the top. And so do I think somebody who goes from brunette to blonde is doing themselves an advantage? No, some people do better with darker hair color. But for somebody like me, I'm kind of hooked on the blonde, and I'm going to stick to it. It works. My husband hasn't left me yet. 1-877-DOCTOR-OLLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. And have a happy new year. This is 2018. I'm still blown away. But thank you guys for tuning in. We're still on Twitter. We're still on Facebook. And I'm still as obnoxious as ever with my selfies. We were talking about the difficulty people are having or will have getting narcotics. One of you had written on Facebook. A lot of you guys, you know, you could also write on our website at drdahlia.com, but I have no problem with you guys messaging on Facebook. And Michael writes that when he came in to get a narcotic prescription, and he doesn't call it a narcotic, he calls it a pain pill, but the issue is with controlled substances per se. So he, and I'm paraphrasing, he came in, and rather than giving the medication, he was referred to a chiropractor. So he was referred to a chiropractor, and he was not going to be prescribed the pain medication until after he saw the chiropractor. So he wants to know what's up with that, and what if he doesn't want to see a chiropractor, and is this a part of the new law? Now, I don't know what's happening in other people's states. In Nevada, we talked about AB 474, where medical providers now have to go through a lot more protocols before they institute a new prescription for a controlled substance. And I know everybody's saying, oh, it's just has to do with pain medications, but no, the law says controlled substances, and controlled substances mean benzodiazepines like Xanax and Valium. It means diet pills. It means testosterone. Testosterone falls under controlled substances. Ambien, ADD medication. So, cough syrup with some codeine. So, as a result, because if we don't follow protocol, we could be censured, we could be fined. If you possibly overdosed and we didn't report it, we could be criminally charged with a misdemeanor. Many medical providers we're anticipating will say, okay, you know what, I don't have time for this. I cannot jeopardize my practice and all the years of my training and all the money I've put into my, I'm just not going to prescribe these things. This is the first time I've heard, and remember, the law has only been in place now 2 days, or 3 days. We're on day three. Being referred to a chiropractor prior to a medication being given. Now, what could be going on with that? Now, you know, I am very pro-chiropractic. I'm married to a chiropractor, and I benefit from chiropractic because when my, you know, vertebrae are subluxated or I start feeling numb in a certain area or I need some traction, I just love manipulation. I think chiropractic manipulation, osteopathic manipulation, any sort of manipulation, physical therapy, massage, any of these modalities that chiropractors use, I'm a huge fan of. All right. I don't know of all the different modalities. I only know a lot of the mainstream ones. I know that there's some that may not be doing as much mainstream. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't, I can't really comment on that. But I'm a huge fan of the Gonstead technique and, you know, certain techniques, because when I have a migraine or when my hips are out of alignment or I start to have a leg length discrepancy, you know, you need somebody mechanically putting you back into place. You need somebody also working on your muscles and helping release tension and fascia and, you know, allowing nerves to innervate the way they're supposed to do. So as a medical doctor, I have always been a huge fan and implemented that sort of therapy into my treatments. In terms of not getting a narcotic prescription until you do chiropractic, that's kind of new. What could be happening with that particular medical provider is we medical providers now have to come up with a plan prior to administering or writing your prescription. We have to do a mental health evaluation, basically, to assess if you have any addictive behaviors or drug-seeking behaviors. If I gave you Valium, are you going to become addicted to Valium? Are you going to then stop taking the Valium after you become addicted and seize? Are you going to mix the Valium with alcohol? Are you going to mix the narcotic with alcohol? Are you going to sell the narcotic? Now, we already have been doing that. Ever since we graduated medical school, we've been doing that. But they want the documentation that you went through all of that. So my guess is, to save time, some medical providers are going to come up with forms. They're going to probably have to institute staff, pay for extra staff to sit down and make sure that the patient has gone through the steps. The doctor will also go through the steps. So my guess is, you know, this is something that will have to just show documentation of. And honestly, in this day and age with lawsuits, it's smart to document that. But in terms of a treatment plan and trying to use as little medication as possible and to try to look like the pain medication is a last resort, not that that's what the law is saying, but it implies that's what we need to kind of prove we did. If somebody does have chronic back pain or chronic headaches or neck pain, it's not that unfathomable that your medical provider will recommend some physical therapy or some osteopathic manipulation or chiropractic manipulation or massage or acupuncture, home exercises, work restrictions, stretches, ice, moist heat. Okay, that's not that uncommon. That's something that we should be doing. Pills don't cure back pain. Pills don't cure neck pain. But that being said, if you've done all of that, if you've been through the gamut, or you break a rib, or you actually throw your back out, and you can't sleep, and you can't function, and you've got to, you know, take care of the kids. Okay, I mean, you got to cook dinner. You have to, you know, a muscle relaxant, which is also a controlled substance, and a pain medication can provide you relief, can relax some of the muscles, can stop some of the tension that you have. And I think they are therapeutic. They're not as therapeutic as an anti-inflammatory. But the anti-inflammatories, which have been a big problem in medicine, was the go-to medication instead of narcotics, Aleve, Naprosyn, ibuprofen, etc. Ibuprofen is Advil, and then Aleve is Naprosyn. So we would prescribe those until we realized, you know, we could be hurting people's kidneys, people's hearts, people's stomach lining. We got to start cutting back on the anti-inflammatories. So then the narcotics went up. So we have to introduce more physical modalities with it. Now, to not get the prescription and be punted to a physical medicine specialist, like a chiropractor, etc., that is a sign that you're not getting the prescription that easily. Now, maybe you can go back to the doctor after you showed you did treatment, but how much treatment do they want? Do they want 6 weeks? 4 weeks? What do they want? So I understand how Michael's frustrated. I understand how a lot of people could be frustrated, and I don't know what the answer is. Okay? The fear of not being able to get a pain medication starts to make you hurt. You just start to hurt. I don't use pain medications, but I've had a headache now for 2 days. And I'm like, why? Why am I? It's just the thought of there being a time when you're going to have difficulty getting a medication for pain is very scary to people. And then many times you will start to fathom pain. Pain is mental. It's a defense mechanism in place so you don't hurt your body. When you burn yourself, it has to hurt so that you move that hand away from the stove. All right? It's supposed to be a signal to the brain to tell you to do something different. When your knee hurts after you sprain it, right? Every time you try to bend it, that's the body's way of saying, don't bend this knee. Right? It's injured. Let me heal it first. If you break a rib, same thing. We want the ribs to come together. We don't want you moving around. And so pain is a defense mechanism that is mentally based. Yes, you could cut a nerve so that the nerve doesn't transmit a signal to the brain. But a mechanism is in play where, as a nerve can tell the brain that you're in pain, so can your mind. So can a hypnotherapist or whatever. I mean, somebody could say, look, you're hurting. Like, yeah, I'm hurting. And they can make you believe that you're in pain. It's very, very mental. So a big concern I have with this bill is it's going to cause a lot of medical providers to say, I'm out. I'm just going to do, you know, cholesterol management or diabetes management. If you have pain, go elsewhere. That's what it's going to cause. It's also going to cause a lot of doctors to say, whoa, this is just way too much. Okay, I'm a physical medicine and rehab specialist, or I'm a pain management specialist, or I'm an orthopedic doctor. Okay, I got to spend all this extra money and time and be at risk of getting in trouble if somebody overdoses. When 91 people overdose a day and die, the odds are against me. I'm just going to move, all right, because I still have student loans to pay for. I got a family to support. I got patients that I want to take care of. This is my career. Now, many of you will say, but Dahlia, the whole purpose is to stop and curb opioid overprescribing. This is going to do that. It will. But can somebody tell me where the average person gets their narcotics when they overdose? Is it always their doctor, or are they getting them from a friend? Or are they getting them from black market? 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a woman is suing a Pennsylvania hospital where she once worked because nude photos were taken of her while she was on the operating table. Being reported by Fox News, Sheila Horowski sued Washington Hospital in Pennsylvania, its chief executive, and the doctor performing the surgery. She alleges invasion of privacy and medical malpractice, among other claims that was filed December 12th. The 45-year-old said she discovered the photos when she returned to work after an incisional hernia surgery in September 2016. Horowski told the Tribune Review a colleague approached her with the photos on her cell phone saying, "I've got something for your scrapbook." The hospital claims the photos were an extension of a practical joke Horowski participated in by putting fake intestines on her body before the surgery. While she admittedly playing a joke on her doctor, Hrosky said she didn't get permission for the photos to be taken. So the hospital said they fired the nurse who took the photos, no longer allows that doctor to perform surgeries, and Hrosky, who worked as an operating room secretary, said in her lawsuit she was subjected to harassment by other employees. Hrosky took an extended leave of absence, as recommended by her doctor, and then she said she was fired once her leave ended in October. The hospital said it afforded accommodations for her return, but she refused the accommodations. Both Hrosky and her lawyer claimed the hospital treated her like the wrongdoer instead of the victim. It is unclear what damages she is seeking. So, okay, I'm not too sure what the heck is going on here. So, she's having surgery, and so she puts in, if she's having an incisional hernia issue, so it's obviously probably an abdominal sort of surgery. So, she puts some fake intestines on there. People laugh. They take a picture. But if they took a picture, one, you never do that. Okay, so that's stupid. All right? But, I mean, if she was naked and undressed and she was asleep during the, you know, you would think if they were like, oh, ha-ha, this is so funny, let me take a picture of you on the operating table. So I'd like to know, was she awake during the pictures where she could have consented, or was she basically under anesthesia? If she was under anesthesia, oh, hell no. And you never take pictures in the operating room. But this is just a little odd. Was there original consent? And then all of a sudden she's like, oh no, because you got some nudity in there. I want to blame her for being mad. Doctors fired, nurses fired, and they should be. I mean, that's stupid. You don't take pictures and then pass them around. That's scary stuff. But I don't want you guys to think that that's going to happen to you. Sounds like she did something funny to, you know, I guess make them want to take pictures. And I guess they thought that she was going to be okay with it. But one thing that we need to take home from this, which seems to be a very common theme, is we joke around a lot with our colleagues and with our coworkers and with our secretaries, with our staff, with our supervisors. We joke around a lot. And we can pretty much immediately make a decision, although it's a superficial survey of the situation, but we make an instant decision if somebody's cool or not. You make a joke, once they laugh and feed back into it, you're like, all right, this person's cool, I could talk around them, I don't have to watch what I have to say around them. This has been happening a lot, when it comes to sexual harassment and, jokes that are risque, all right, it happens a lot. And so now that the work environment is a very cold one, is a very scary one for a lot of people, you have a lot of people kind of seeking out who's cool and who's not so that they could talk with them, all right? She apparently was considered cool. Because here she is, putting fake intestines. I can see how that could be funny. Right. Here she is, putting fake intestines. So you can see she has a sense of humor. So they probably thought, all right, she's cool, we're good. Although, taking a nude photo, I don't see, that'll change anybody to not being cool anymore. But the one thing I notice with a lot of these issues is, all right, well, we were cool with it. We were cool. You see this a lot with colleagues talking about race. You know, in the old days, you know, Jews and Italians and African Americans and Asians and, you know, people would be in groups. They would talk to each other. They would make jokes. Like if you ever saw like the movie Don't Mess with the Zohan, you had the Palestinian groups and then you had the Muslim groups and then you had the Israelis. And they were, you know, ratting back and forth to each other. They were laughing. They were getting along. And they were saying things that I don't think if I remember were racist, but they were stereotypical of their beings. And they went back and forth. And this is how conversations used to be. It's not allowed anymore because there's too many opportunities to go the wrong way with it and to be racist. So we don't do that in the workplace anymore. But you have a lot of people that love talking about, you know, ethnicities. You know, oh yeah, man, Italians know how to cook. Don't go to, Bob's house for spaghetti. If you're going to go, you got to go to Salvatore's. And of course, it's probably deeper than that. But, people like to talk about that. And I know, and I've been involved in a lot of conversations, and I've been the front of a lot of jokes being the Jew. If they're not insulting and they're not being racist and they're not being stereotypical, I go with it. Matzo balls and circumcision jokes. I can play along with that. But it's not something that the average person should do, any person should do in the workplace, because somebody gets insulted, that's sexual harassment. You're in trouble. And so the idea of, all right, these people are cool, so we're good, never gives you a blanket get-out-of-jail-free card forever. And so you may be able to use certain terminology, certain words, make certain jokes around people, but 1 hour later, it's a whole different, it's clean slate. 1 day later, 1 week later, 1 year later. And if you say, but wait a second, we always talk like that among each other. You said that to me. That's not what the lawsuit's about. The lawsuit is about what you did that particular day. That Polaroid snapshot. And so my recommendation to anybody is whoever you think is cool, just stop for a second and go, what if they're not cool? All right, am I going to be in trouble for something I said or did? Now, speaking of not cool, we have a doctor here in New Jersey, is it? Who reused disposable anal catheters on multiple patients. According to NJ.com, Dr. Sanjeev P. Patankar, a colorectal surgeon in East Brunswick, New Jersey, might have overlooked the, quote, single-use portion of the name of anal catheters. And the New Jersey Board of Medical Examiners has suspended his medical license for allegedly reusing disposable single-use anal catheters on multiple patients. Anal catheters are tubes that are inserted to the patient's rectum, where we can inject fluids for an enema or obtain fecal matter samples. Anal catheters obviously will get dirty. They say between January 1 and November 30th of 2017, Dr. Patankar's office reportedly performed 82 procedures requiring the catheters, but they only ordered 5 during that time period. Now, did they have multiple, did they order back in 2016, so they only had to order 5 more that year? Well, they don't think that's likely. And so we are being told that rather than dispose of the catheters, Dr. Patankar had his staff wash them between uses. All right? Now, most disposable equipment are not autoclavable. They'd be made of plastic. If it's stainless steel, and a lot of anoscopes are, you can autoclave them. So we'll talk about how to prevent this happening to you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speaks speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so in the late 90s, there was a huge problem with reusing medical devices designed for single use. I don't know if you guys knew this. Okay? I'm looking at an article written here by a law school, I can't, Claudia Parks Miller, J.D., LLM. saying that under pressure to cut costs, hospitals and healthcare providers are recycling and reusing disposable medical devices like biopsy forceps, invasive procedure catheters, saw blades, and drill bits after patient use. And by 1999, it was estimated that one-third or more of all U.S. hospitals routinely reuse disposable medical devices that have been labeled and approved for one-time use. And many hospitals and healthcare professionals will deem them recyclable. These are unbeknownst to patients. Hospitals either reprocess the devices themselves or reuse them or send the instruments out to a third party for reprocessing. They say doctors are not required to inform the patients that the recycled medical device will be used on them, and there were no standards as of the late 90s as to the number of times a device could be reprocessed. The patients were usually billed the same amount whether a medical device was new or recycled. And I guess manufacturers started to sell these single-use medical devices back in the late 70s. There was a demand for disposable products by hospitals and healthcare providers prior to this because, you know, glass, metal, rubber, you know, they were expensive, and disposable offered an easier way to, you know, use something to dispose of it. But then once medical costs started to skyrocket, which they did in the late 90s and the early 2000s, and malpractice started to skyrocket, we saw that people wanted to, I guess, skimp, cut costs, and scary stuff. Apparently, recycling medical devices used for single use was a $20 million a year industry back then. And the FDA, I believe by 2001, had to come up with labeling recommendations, had to get involved for single-use devices that were reprocessed by third parties in hospitals. And this was a guidance that the FDA brought about. And it's kind of long, but basically they gave a lot of, I guess, recommendations on what should be done, what requirements devices have to comply with. Now, some of you will say, oh my gosh, that means I have been contaminated and cross-contaminated. Not exactly. Okay? To put some of your guys' fears at rest, some single-use equipment, and this is where it gets tricky, some single-use equipment was not made of plastic. They were made of things that were autoclavable, that were sterilizable. And so some of these companies marketed single use when it was very close to the same product that was a multiple use product. And some of you are like, well, what would be a multiple use product? Well, most surgical instruments are multiple use. Most surgical instruments are stainless steel. You go through a sterilization process. I would double do in my office, so we would do the 24-hour soak of a germicide, and then we would also autoclave. And so we would, I just wanted to be double sure, and thank God we didn't have any wound infections. So most surgical equipment is not disposable. They're stainless steel. You clean them. You have to make sure there's no tissue in them, obviously. And, you know, most of you, if you've ever had surgery, it was with an instrument that was used on somebody else, but it was cleaned properly. Okay? This is how we've done it for years. Then they came up with, you want to know what? With syringes and needles, we're going to use disposable. You're going to throw them out. So a lot of things, IV catheters, these are now just single-use things. But one thing that we did notice is some of the equipment would be labeled single-use. And you're like, wait a second here. This is autoclavable. This is just like an autoclavable piece of equipment, but you're making me throw it out each time so I buy more from the company. And so when you hear that a third of hospitals might have reused or had them reprocessed or autoclaved or cleaned, it's because they deemed that product, that instrument, autoclavable. If something wasn't autoclavable, it would denature. It would distort. It would, if it was plastic, it would melt. And so you had a little bit of distress for some of these companies going, wait a second, they're calling it single use so they get money. and we have to keep buying them and throwing them out when this is a perfectly good instrument that could be sterilized and autoclavable just like my other autoclavable instruments. And that's why you saw the quote-unquote reusing. Now, yes, it cut costs. It did. It blew my mind when I started, when I opened my practice. When I needed a box of Band-Aids, if I bought it through a medical supply store, as a doctor, it was three times the cost. And I looked at this box, and I'm like, I could have gone to Walmart. When we use vinegar for colposcopies, I hear most doctor's offices, they say, go and get vinegar from the store. When you buy anything from a medical supply store, boy, do they skyrocket the cost. And then, once things started to change with the economy and stuff, a box of gloves tripled. You could get a box of gloves pretty cheap. All of a sudden now, box of gloves, went up, I mean, exponentially. And so we're noticing that now we're spending more on medical supplies. Are we getting more money? Did we get a cost of living increase? Are we getting reimbursed? No. Reimbursement hadn't changed for doctors in decades. So no, we weren't making more money. So all these costs went up and we weren't making more money. And then you wonder why you see doctors start to cut corners. They shouldn't. That's no excuse to. But you start to look at your medical supplies and you go, okay, wait a second here, okay? These are instruments that are autoclavable. Why are we doing single use? Now, my single use were always plastics. You could throw them out. Yeah, vaginal speculum, you throw it out. It's plastic. And endometrial biopsy, you don't mess with that. But stainless steel, things you autoclave. That's what you do. And the stainless steel has a better feel to it. They work. They seem to be cleaner. You know, many of these plastics, they aren't necessarily sterile when you use them. So the plastic vaginal specula weren't sterile. You don't have to be sterile for a pap smear. It's called a clean contaminated or a clean procedure. You aren't sterilizing a vagina when you do a pap smear. So there's bacteria in there, etc. So it's not a sterile environment. You're not betadining or anything. So you could have a sterile environment where, like in a surgical operating room where you use betadine and you wash like crazy and you try to make sure there's not one bacteria that could be around even your normal skin bacteria around the wound. Those are sterile procedures. Dirty procedures is when you have to drain a rectal abscess. There's no way that's going to be a sterile procedure because you got feces all over the place and you got an abscess. That's going to be called a dirty procedure. Then you got clean procedures and clean contaminated. And a vaginal, pap smear, wouldn't be a sterile procedure. It wouldn't necessarily be a dirty procedure, but it wouldn't be sterile because you have bacteria in there. And so plastic specula aren't necessarily sterile. They don't have to be. Yet, for me, I'm like, any gynecological thing I'm going to be putting in there, I want sterile. So I use stainless steel, and I use autoclavable type things. So how do you prevent somebody reusing an anal catheter or anything? You ask to see the instruments and ask to see them in their autoclavable packages or their packages. And say, look, I trust you. It's just I want to see what was used on me. Can you open the package in front of me and let me see it? And if they don't like it, fine. Find a new doctor. It's your body. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.